Many of you may identify with this memory that I still have. I recall very clearly the day my retirement arrived. I reached into my pocket and I handed over the keys to the Church of St. Mark in Norman, Oklahoma. I remember handing them to the deacon, not knowing what to say except thank you. The only key left in my pocket that day was my car key, and believe me, I used it immediately. When I finally wound up here at St. Peter, Father G gave me keys. I was a little reluctant to accept them. There's something about these little pieces of metal carries a sense of duty and obligation far more than privilege of having them. While keys may capture the imagination of artists and give us images of this gospel passage, the fact is they are not the focus. For that matter, neither is Peter. Jesus is. And it's the place where this all happens that tells us this fact. This town is called Caesarea Philippi. It is not really called that through its history. It's actually called Panion. However, civic leaders at that particular time renamed it after the two top dogs of the day, the Roman Emperor, Caesar, and the little local kinglet of Galilee, Philip the Tetrarch. So we get Caesarea Philippi. It's a way of getting favors and possibly some money out of those two. It'd be like calling Naples Trump Scott. Okay? The very name suggests ambition and power and prestige. It's built on top of a huge rock cliff that was an ancient sacred place for this god Pan, hence the town Panion. The name Pan suggests everything. It's also worth thinking, too, about the fact that springs came out of that cliff, and those springs are the beginnings of the River Jordan. So having this incident take place there at the base of that big rock, with water flowing out to form the Jordan, if you use your imagination, it says almost as much as the words. So picture it in your mind. Imagine it. Now there's a confrontation going on here. And Peter's being asked to make a choice. A choice between Jesus and all this worldly power symbolized by Caesarea Philippi and any other god that might be tempting or alluring. We proclaim this gospel today because Peter's not the only person who has to make this choice. If Peter was the only one upon whom this church was being built, it would have died with him. Anyone who claims Jesus as Messiah and the Son of the living God becomes part of that rock upon which this church is built. It is built on the faith of the apostles and the ancient fathers of the church who succeeded them, and built upon the blood of martyrs of every age and the quiet little people who have passed on their faith to countless generations. People like Francis of Assisi, Ignatius, Elizabeth Seton, countless missionaries, Mother Teresa, the men and women who brought the faith to this continent and you and me. The church is still being built upon the rock of our faith. It's not just about Peter. The gospel and these powerful words of Jesus today are spoken to you and me. We've got the keys. We have the power to bind and loose. And with that power, we can set people free, restore what's broken, and bring the peace of forgiveness. It's only possible, however, after we've made that choice that Peter is asked to make. Because Pan is not confined to that ancient shrine. Pan is still around in this world with all kinds of disguises, with all sorts of names like ambition and power, supremacy, privilege, wealth, sex, or just a few. Few of the names that can describe this pagan god that still tempts and teases us. Jesus suggests that the time of the rock of Pan is over, and we proclaim that today. I always find it consoling that Peter was chosen from among the 12 for this moment. From this impulsive, unschooled, self-preserving fisherman, God raises up the rafters of a church that will see 20 centuries and more. It's not because Peter was great, but because God is. That's what this is about. What God can do with us. Not much can be built upon flesh, as frail and uncertain as human beings are, but through the Holy Spirit, which gives the church its breath, the reign of God keeps on coming on this earth, just as it does in heaven.